The makers of Alka-Seltzer bring you Lum and Abner. I wonder how many of you Lum and Abner listeners find that these busy, hectic days are sometimes pretty difficult, especially if you come home at night with that headachy, upset, on-edge feeling that sometimes follows an extra long, extra hard day's work. Well, the next time, just relax a little and drink a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer acts fast to ease a dull headache and to settle an upset, on-edge stomach. Try it next time a hard day's work leaves you feeling distressed like that. Let Alka-Seltzer help you feel better in a hurry. Get a package of these modern effervescent tablets from your druggist right away. Have them handy so you won't have to rush out to the store when you want them. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, all the bustling activity of the Edwards and Edwards Publishing Company's greeting card business can be boiled down to only one sale so far. And that was a graduation card to Grandpappy Spears from Grandpappy Spears. However, the Poetic Brain Trust is still hard at work turning out original verses for every occasion. As we look in on a little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their jot-em-down store and library, deep in a vital discussion concerning the publishing company. Listen.
Well, I don't see why you won't change it from the Edwards and Edwards Publishing Company to the Edwards and Peabody Publishing Company, Lum.
Abner, I've told you 1,000 or 100 times before, we ain't gonna change it.
Well, why not? It's being run right here in the store, and the store's half mine.
No, but this is different. Different business entirely.
Ain't done it.
The publishing company was all my own idea.
Yeah, but now I'm doing some of the work, too. I'm writing verses for them greeting cards.
Well, you ain't wrote a single one that we can use so far.
Why? Well, maybe I just ain't got warmed up yet. Wait till I get going. All right, doggies, wait a minute. Just listen to the one I wrote here this morning.
Abner, there ain't no use talking. You just ain't cut out for this kind of work.
Oh, my. It
takes more of a poetics feller. Like, say, a feller like me, for incident.
Yeah, well, now, listen to this anyway, Lum. It's a card to send to a feller that's just got himself engaged. Good for you. You got engaged. Don't let your woman keep you caged.
Did you make that up yourself, Abner?
Yes, sir. I done it last night. Oh, well, little Pearl helped me some on it. See, I got the good for you part, and then she studied up the rest of it.
That's what I figured.
Ain't it no good?
Why, sure it's good. That's the first good one you've turned in. We can use that.
We can? Well, good for me. Well, now, will you change your name to the Edwards and Peabody Publishing Company?
No, nothing will make me change that. Oh. Besides, I've already got a sign all painted up that says Edwards and Edwards Publishing Company on it.
Yeah, well, I studied up that good greeting card.
That don't make no difference. I got other fellas working on them, too.
Others?
Yeah, Mousy Gray's writing something for me.
Mousy Gray?
Yeah, he likes to do that poetry stuff. So I thought I'd let him try his hand at it.
Oh.
He ought to be here by now. I told him to bring in some greetings first thing in the morning.
Well, are you aiming on taking him in partnerships with you on this?
Oh, no, of course not. Just giving everybody a chance to write these things. I'm even letting Cedric try a couple. Of course, I don't expect much from him.
Well, I reckon not. Cedric ain't no poetics, I know.
No, but I figured he might just happen to hit some good idea, and then I can take and fix it up, put in fancy language and all.
You mean like it good for you, you got engaged, don't let your woman keep you caged?
Well, that ain't exactly fancy language, Abner.
Huh?
That's more the joshing type of greeting card. But we need to have a few of them kind anyway.
Well, here, maybe I could be the president of the joshing card department.
Yeah, we'll see.
I might be a genius at that, Lum. A joshing genius, that's what I might be.
For the land's sakes, what in the world has Mousy got on?
Mousy?
Yeah, look at him coming up out there with that funny-looking cap on his head.
Oh.
Looks like he ain't got no bill on it.
Well, I do know. I reckon he's getting so poor he can't get a cap with a bill on him.
I don't know. I believe he could have picked out a better color, though. That purple shows up sort of loud.
Yeah, look at that.
Now, don't mention his cap hurt his feelings.
Oh, well, howdy, Mousie.
Yeah, come on back, Mousie.
Well, hello, Lon. Abner.
Did you get some things wrote up for me, Mousie?
Yes, sir. How do you like my beret, Lon?
Your what?
My beret.
Well, I don't know yet, Mousie. I ain't read none of them yet.
Well, I don't mean the greeting cards, Lum. I mean my cap. You see, this is called a beret.
It is?
Yes, sir.
Well, I do know.
Did you lose the bill off of it, Mousie? Did the dog get hold of it or something, tear it up?
No, sir. Abner, this is the way a beret is supposed to be. See, all poets wear these.
All poets, do they?
Yes, sir. Poets and artists and people like that.
Poets and artists, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, why do they want to wear a silly-looking outfit like that?
Don't hurt his feelings.
Well,
let's see how good you done on your greeting card verses, Mousie.
Yes, sir. Well, here they are right here, Lum. You know, I just love this kind of work. It just seems sort of like a mother to me.
I figured it might. Did you write up the ideas I told you to do?
Yes, sir.
What's the first in here, Mousie?
Well, that's the one, Lum, that you were talking to me about, you know, where you've been visiting a relative and you want to thank him and ask him to come and visit you the next time, but all the time you're saying it, you hope he don't come.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
See that? That order sell.
Yes, sir.
Order sell a lot of them. Oh, thank you, cousin, uncle, or aunt. Well, wait a minute, Mousie. What you got all them relates in there for? This won't work out.
It's
supposed
sir.
To be just a one person.
Well, I know, Lum. That's just a little idea of my own. You see, this way, why, you just have to print up one card, and then the people who buy it can cross out the relative that they don't want to use. See, they can use that on the whole family.
Oh, yeah. Well, I reckon that would work after all.
Yes, sir. I think it will.
Oh, thank you, cousin, uncle, or aunt. Our visit with you was simply grand. Grand?
Yes, sir. It had to be that way to rhyme with aunt.
Oh, well, maybe I can fix that up. Our visit with you was simply grand. Now you all must climb into your Durant and come and see us whenever you can't.
Is that the idea that you wanted, Lum?
Well, yeah, but I'm feared you ain't been subtile enough, Mousie. What I had in mind was something like, well, like telling them how nice you've been fixing up the yard for them, for instance. Tell them you got most of the pies and ivy cut down. You doubt they'll hardly get it at all.
Oh, I see.
You see, you got to have something subtile like that.
Yes, sir. Well, I'll take that one, Lum, and try it over again and see if I can't make it better for you.
I think you better. Say, Mousie, are you sure all poets wear them burets?
It's a beret, Lum.
Well, whatever it is. Do they sure enough wear them?
Oh, yes, sir, all of them.
Does Longfellow? Did he?
Why, yes, sir, I imagine he did, Lum.
Did them other three poets fellers, Edgar, Al, and Poe?
Did they look as silly as you do, Mousie?
Hey, Chubb. Well, let's see. What else you got here, Mousie?
Well, now, this next one here, Lum, is the one for Valentine's Day, you know. The one that you want me to write that, well, it's for a fella that he can send to a girl without any danger of her getting the idea that he's in love with, you know. And he can still send her a Valentine, but not say he's in love.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can use a couple of them myself.
Yes, sir.
One for Sister Simpson and one for the Widder Abernathy.
These ain't joshing ones, are they? Because that's my department now, Mousie.
No, these ain't joshing ones.
No, either. Sir.
Just plain safe ones.
Hey, doggies, I wish you'd write some joshing ones. That's the kind I love. That's my department. I know I'm the head of that.
I saw some awful funny-looking Valentine cards.
Yeah, get me some of them. That would be in my department.
Ugly pictures on them, you know.
Yeah, that's the ones I want.
Well, I don't draw any pictures. I just write stuff about all I can do.
I got one here a couple of years ago and made me just mad enough to bite.
Well.
Let's see what you got here.
Yes, sir. Read that one. Lord.
Beloved, beloved, my sweet Valentine. Wait a minute, Mousie. You ain't crossed me up here, have you?
No, sir. Just keep on going, Lum.
This sounds nice.
Yes, sir. It starts out that way, but get a fool along.
Ain't
right.
The kind I'd figured on. I'll read it to him.
Yes,
be gooder than to send Miss Frederick sometimes.
Yes, sir, I believe it would be.
Beloved, beloved, my sweet Valentine, wouldst thou travel afar, O dear sweetheart mine? If thou wouldst, sweetest one, just look for this sign, the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe line.
You see, Lum, that uses all the regular Valentine words, but it doesn't quite say that the fella's in love with the girl, you know.
No, it don't, Mousie. Gets around that awful subtitle.
Yes, sir.
This is great. Yeah, I'm going to print some of them.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we ought to sell a lot of them.
Yes, sir, I'd think you could.
I hope you got some more like that.
Well, I'm working on them.
Say, Mousie, where'd you get that Bure, anyway? Did you get it here in Pine Ridge?
No, sir, I bought this back in Iowa when I was a member of the Young Men's Saturday Afternoon Bicycle Group. See, we all wore them because they wouldn't blow off.
I thought they was just for poetics, you said.
Well, they are mostly, ain't they, Mousie?
Yes, sir.
Poets and artists and big, important, talented fellas.
Yes, sir, that's right, Lum. That's who wears them.
Wonderful world.
Well, there's Cedric. Howdy, Cedric.
Howdy, fellas.
Hello, Cedric.
I got a greeting card all wrote.
Well, good for you, Cedric.
You want to hear it, Mr. Lum?
Well, not right yet, Cedric. I still got some more business with Mousie here. But we can go back in the feed room and you can read your cards to Abner, Cedric.
Yeah, sure. I'll look them over for you, Cedric. I'll sort of fix them up with fancy language and stuff like that.
Sure got a good one.
Come on, Mousie. I want to have a little business talk with you.
Yes, sir. Gee, I remember those old happy carefree days with the Saturday afternoon bicycle group.
Yeah.
Riding uphill, downhill, over dale.
Want to hear the greeting now, Mr. Abner?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, Cedric. I might be able to change it around and make a joshing one out of it for you. See, I'm in charge of the joshing department now, Cedric. I'm the president or something, I think of it.
Oh, I never know that.
Yeah,
well,
I just
here it is. Merry Christmas to Uncle Homer.
Well, go on.
Go on?
Yeah, read the rest of it.
There ain't no rest of it. That's all they are to it. Just Merry Christmas to Uncle Homer.
Well, that ain't enough for an old greeting card, Cedric.
Why ain't it? All I want to say to Uncle Homer is Merry Christmas, so that's what I said to him. Merry Christmas to Uncle Homer.
Yeah, well, Cedric, see, a greeting card has got to have at least two or three lines on it, you know. They got a rhyme, so to be sort of a poem or something like, well, for the land's sake, look at old Lum coming back here with Mousie's cap on. Are you making fun of Mousie, Lum?
No, I ain't making fun of nobody.
Huh?
Whereabouts is them paints at, Abner, the ones I was using the other day?
I don't know. Don't you look funny in Mousie's cap?
Stop that laughing, Abner, because I do not look funny. Besides, this ain't Mousie's cap. It's mine now.
Yours?
Yes, sir. Now, hurry up and find me them paints.
Well, what do you want with them?
Oh, I got a little painting to do.
What painting?
Oh, it ain't nothing.
Well, now, what is it, Lum?
Oh, I just got to change a certain sign and make it read Eddards and Mousie Gray Publishing Company.
Well, we never know what's going to happen next down in Pine Ridge, do we? Yet we do know one thing for certain. Authorities on nutrition emphasize the importance of getting an adequate amount of vitamins every day. And it's especially important to get enough of the B vitamins, which are of such nature that they cannot be stored in the body for any great length of time. Now, to get your minimum daily requirements of the B vitamins, whose requirements are known, take only one, notice I said one-a-day brand vitamin B complex tablet every day. One-a-day B complex tablets are made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. And the amazing thing about them is you take only one tablet a day, just a single tablet, and the job's done for the day. Try them, won't you? They'll cost you only about 25 or 26 cents a week, depending on which size package you buy. Yes, one a day is an easy, economical way, because you take only one tablet a day, and you pay for only one tablet a day. Ask your druggist for one-a-day brand vitamin B complex tablets right away. Now, just to be sure you get the real thing, look for that big one on the package.